We'll make, let's do this again.
We don't have to. We can just let the motion die.
I don't think so. I make a motion we approve special use permit with the decision record as is.
You're making a motion to approve it?
Yes, sir.
Do I get a second?
I will second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Randy, how you vote?
I'm gonna vote no on this.
Brad, you're voting yes?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
Rick?
No.
Dave?
No.
Three, two.
Okay. We got three no's, two yeses. You got all that? Come here.
So you still don't have a majority vote for your six?
3-2.
Yeah, 4's a majority of 6.
Hmm?
4's a majority.
He wouldn't have to vote in a tie, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not a tie?
3-2.
Right.
It's not a majority.
It's not a majority, so your motion then, it's still.
It's still dead.
It's still dead, correct?
Unless you vote.
Pretty much, unless it turns a 3-3, then it's dead again. So.
I have to vote? Okay. Well, that's gonna be a problem because we've got 2 and 3. And I'm gonna vote for it.
Okay, so 4-2.
3-3.
3-3.
You voted for the okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Dead even, 3-3.
That's a dead issue, I'd say.
Right, Mr. Sherman? I mean, it's a dead issue then?
Huh?
Because there's no decision with a 3-3.
3-3.
Right. It doesn't pass, because, yeah. Without a majority, it will not pass. It needs
so
a majority.
So it don't pass, so what's going to happen now? You're going to have to come back through?
Yeah.
Go to the board again or the board of adjustments now, Scott?
I think it's
the board of adjustments.
And go through the board of adjustments,
won't he? In essence, he's got a denial.
Right. So with the no decision,
so he'd have to go to the board of adjustments.
Yeah. Correct. And he has 90 days to file with the board of adjustment.
I'm glad we're getting this all figured out. So, sorry, sir, but you'll have to go in front of the board of adjustments.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Don, are we good on this before we move on?
Yep.
Okay, Don Phillips.
You need me to state my name? Tracy Whitefoot.
Okay, this one is one of the Branson Creeks, so their decision record will be somewhat the same.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division 3 permit 2016-33, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 6. The residents located at 115 Greystone Drive shall accommodate sleep no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and requirements and regulations. 7. The 115 Greystone Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. This applicant has requested the special use permit be transferred, but John and Sonny DiGiovanna have actually sent in an application with them as the applicant that we have on file. So they're the applicant now, and the owner is Mr. Phillips. So this special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 8. This decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got, what's your first name?
Tracy.
Tracy. Anybody got any, or got any questions for Tracy?
Would he pull that up on the map for us, please?
Will this be transferred to the new owners? If we do choose to do that, the board chooses to do that.
They sent in an application,
right.
Corrected.
They will have to bring it up to date, today's standards.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I mean, that's fire.
They've already had fire suppression, Jayhawk. Everybody came out. They've already given them bids for a fire suppression system to be put in, so everything can be brought up to code appropriately to the standards of everything that needs to happen here.
Randy, did you ask for one of the pictures? Is that the one you need?
Well, that, but then go over again. Is this one... We're approving, and it's proposed to be transferred to the owners.
They are the applicant now. They've given us a right. Yep.
This is a.
Yes.
She's a representative of the applicants.
For the new applicant.
Correct.
Would you want to see a picture, Randy?
I want to see that. And how many bedrooms is this one?
It's 5 bedrooms.
So you have the 12 persons per night.
Anybody else got any questions for Tracy? Nope.
You're going to manage this, right?
No, Beth Hammond, actually. Beth Hammond will manage it under the new owners.
I think that's one of the main problems that we've had with the nightly rentals in Branson Creek is the availability for someone to take care of a problem.
Yep.
And whether it's parking or whether it's fireworks or whether it's a barbecue grill out on the front deck or in the driveway.
Yeah.
I think that's something we really need to think about. Is there need to really be someone available?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, Beth, I've worked with Beth for a long time. She's been doing this for 10 years, and she has a whole staff that's here, local people, 24/7.
You could add to the decision of record that they bring a letter of who's the maintenance company or whoever's, you know.
And something else that we, I think, we're dropping the ball on is any kind of signage that is required by the special use permit needs to be there in the facility, and I know there's a lot of them that are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that, of course, it's already there.
We went through this prior meeting and everything, and
no way to know if it's there or not.
We never did really
fall down on a specific distance. We once said they had to live in the county, and then we did this and that. Well, this is over by Stone County, and they said, well, if they live in Stone County,
At one time, I thought we fixed it where it was an hour away or so many miles, like 40 miles, 30 or 40 miles. We did that at one time.
I think that's too far, because by the time that some of these representatives get there, they've already moved the cars, or they've already finished shooting the fireworks off, and they're...
If the problem takes care of itself, then I don't see where it's really an issue.
Well, I think that's something we would probably have to address.
He said that was too far. I said if the problem takes...
I've had to talk to this, each individual one.
Correct, George.
Now, Brad?
I said if the problem can fix itself within 30 to 40 minutes, I don't see it really being a big problem, in my opinion.
I know we changed that, I don't remember when, two or three years ago, that it was an hour and 30 or 40 miles. I don't know which on the mileage, but that we did change that. Are they here local in Branson or Branson Creek, or where are they located?
No, Beth lives in Iowa, but all of her, what we call them as a power team, her maintenance crew, her housekeepers, they all live right here in Branson. So they're all within...
But who would come if they got a call and said, hey, there's cars parked all over the driveway?
Yes.
Could Beth come up? Have her
come up and us talk to her.
Steve, we did do that, and we drew up a recommendation. And it was supposed to be further gone down the pike and go through the process to get it built into the code, and I don't think it ever made the journey to get built into the code.
Oh, okay.
But there again, we're not an enforcement agency.
Right.
Well, that's true. Now, anybody got any questions for her? What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Beth Hammond.
Ms. Hammond, your crew is local, correct?
Yes.
I mean, they're not that far
yes,
away,
sir.
I assume.
No, I have electricians on call who I can call anytime. I have plumbers on call who I can call anytime. I have my cleaning crews on call who I can call anytime. I have people who will deliver things to the home for me anytime I call.
In the Branson area?
In the Branson area. And, like, there was one time that I was called. I was here in town. By the time the person from the HOA got a hold of me, which I don't know how long that took, I was at a movie theater. I left the movie theater across town to address an issue. So it did take me 20 minutes to get there.
Well,
but it was after the person of the HOA contacted me.
Right.
But I'm available by phone all the time. I have people that are available all the time by phone as well. That are local. I have a wonderful local staff.
Do you
wonderful.
Have someone that you could call and say, hey, we've got fireworks going off. How long is it going to take you to go over there and stop that?
Well, by the time my cleaning crew would get there or my people who address things when I'm not there, if I'm there, it'll take me about 20 minutes. If they're there, it'll take them 20 to 25 minutes to get there just due to the location where they live.
Right.
But, you know, they're 20 to 25 minutes
but
away.
They are responsible for that type of problem.
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is all of Sunset Nightly Rentals?
No, I'm not with Sunset Nightly Rentals.
She's a private.
I'm not with Sunset Nightly Rentals.
I wanted to make the distinction, make sure I'm the
And, you know, if they would need to get someone else to manage for them that is local, I mean, they would be willing to do that as well. They prefer to have me stay on with them because I've managed other homes for them. But, you know, if that's your requirement, then that's your requirement. We want to abide by the rules and regulations. That's what we want to do.
Well, I think 20 to 25 minutes is reasonable myself. I mean, nobody can really expect you to live on a site necessarily. Or I don't think so.
Scott, before I forget it, can you do some research and see about that 1 hour and 40 mile thing?
I've got it written down here.
I'll know if it...
Right.
Dave don't think it made it through the process.
Right.
It probably didn't, but I'd like to.
I don't remember him ever changing the code. So
I don't think it was changed. I could be wrong.
But I can do a trail on it, track it.
Well, you're probably right, Dave. I just want...
Well, that's the way I remember it. That's all I can.
I want everybody to know for sure.
What was our last night, Steve?
Scott, there's no problem getting a contact person on the decision of record?
Well, I would suggest just making sure that the office had a letter in a contact, and if it changed like midway through a year or two later, then bring in a new contact.
We need contact people on these things, because that seems to be the problem, that nobody knows whose dog's in the fight.
Right.
You've got this particular issue that should be the HOA, but they're calling the county so we can deal with it, and we're not the enforcement body for that.
Right.